Playing with fire, with paint, on canvas. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Flames leaping from cars on freeways against backdrops of sunsets and palm trees. They are images that encapsulate LA's Arcadian dystopia. They're also pictures associated with the art of Carlos Almaraz. Since his premature death from AIDS in the late 1980s, his work hasn't been displayed very much, but there's a new exhibit at LACMA that's introducing his art to new audiences. KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp, is here with this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
I look at these pictures, and I have several of them before me right now. They're very colorful. Blue skies and flames coming from cars, automobiles on freeways. And the first thing I think of, this is awful.
But it is something you see in Los Angeles from time to time. You're just driving along the freeway, and there it is. A car has burst into flames. And it really is a series of paintings that really that propelled Carlos Almaraz to a great deal of success.
Well, tell us a little bit about his background.
You know, he was born in Mexico, but he was essentially raised in the United States. He's Chicano. He went to school ultimately at Otis Art Institute, as it was called then, when it was in MacArthur Park. And he was very involved in the Chicano identity, the idea that art could express that. He was part of a collective called Los Four with the three other Chicano artists. He was involved with the United Farm Workers in terms of making posters for them and banners for them. He was really politically active in his art. But this show shows another side to him.
Another side to him. And his work changed over the years. You mentioned that he started, you know, with one set of ideals and then sort of evolved over the years.
Well, I wouldn't say he lost his political edge or his position there, but he became very interested in painting and his work in the studio. And this show is specifically focused on that. That's the decision of the curator, Howard Fox, who's known the work for a number of years. So some of these paintings are actually his Echo Park neighborhood, Echo Park Lake, with light shimmering on the surface, little boats there, palm trees, and in one huge painting that's been put together just for this exhibition, there's a little bride and a groom.
This is, it seems to me, because we've been talking about Mexican-American art, we've been talking about Latino art in Los Angeles on display, part of a trend that we're seeing, especially this summer.
Well, this is Pacific Standard Time, L.A., Latin America, the series of exhibitions we've been talking about in the past and we'll continue to be talking about for the rest of the fall. This is one of those shows funded by the Getty. There's another component at LACMA. This is not part of PST, but the Oscar-winning director of The Revenant, Alejandro Iñárritu, has taken upon himself the use of an advanced technology to address immigration and the border.
What makes that work different? What is it that sort of makes it pop?
This is a virtual reality installation.
Oh,
Iñárritu
okay.
himself has made very clear this is not cinema and it isn't really a narrative. You'll go into this very sterile room, such as you might find if you were pulled over at the border. You'll take off your shoes and put on little booties. Then one at a time, you're led into this big darkened space with a dirt floor. They put a backpack on you and a virtual reality headset, and you are suddenly on the border at night. You're with a group of other non-English speaking peoples trying to get across. You hear the chatter of your fellow companions as you're walking along, and then suddenly overhead are the lights and noise of a helicopter and the lights of a big border patrol car coming up to stop you, and you get shouted at and yelled at and asked where you're from and who your leader is. And so you're really in it. You are in the experience of crossing the border with all the feelings that might come up around that.
Wow. Well, Iñárritu's experience, this VR experience, the tickets are sold out. You can't get tickets, right? But they will release apparently more tickets in September. That's correct?
Mm-hmm.
Playing with Fire, the paintings of Carlos Almaraz on display through December 3rd at LACMA. Hunter Drohoyoska, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.